Paul, I want to thank you this morning for the opportunity. Thank you that I can be here. Christoph as well, who's taking over. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for making us feel welcome. It feels like home, like any other congregation. Doesn't feel weird. So thanks. This morning, I want to speak about relationships. And I think Marichen will agree with me. In Pretoria, whenever you say you want to speak about relationships, the church is packed. I mean, we have a lot of students there. We have a lot of young working people. You will get people in church that will never be in church because you're talking about relationships. But this morning, I'm going to speak about two specific relationships. One is our relationship with God, especially how do we relate to God? And secondly, our relationship with other people and how do we relate to them. So let's just close our eyes and pray. God, we thank you this morning, God, that we can be here, God, in your presence, God. Thank you, God, that we are not here for any other reason, God, but to come to you, God. God, we ask this morning, God, that your will be done, God, in our lives, God. God, we open our hearts, God. Come and speak to us. Come and share what is on your heart, God. Amen. Amen. I want to start off with reading Genesis 3, verses 8. If you can turn there with me. Now, this is just after Adam and Eve has sinned. And we continue from verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Now that is just amazing to me. Firstly, they know how it sounds like when God walks in the garden. That shows me something of their relationship with God. I mean, I'm not going to know if God walks past here if I do not know God, if I do not know how it sounds like. So it's just a starting point this morning. And then in verse 9, we see God calls to Adam and he basically said, Adam, where are you? And then we're going to read verse 10 again, where Adam answers. So he said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked. And I hid myself. Two things from the scripture. One is, firstly, he heard God's voice. So it means he knows God's voice. He recognizes God's voice. But more importantly for me is the fact that he spoke to God. I don't know who of us has been in this position that Adam was in, where you speak face to face to God and you're not scared. I think I would be pretty freaked out. But this morning, I want to speak about that. And exactly that. Our intimacy with God. How do we relate to God? How do we see God? How do God sees us? Okay. Also in the New Testament, we're going to read John 17, verse 3. And this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. And he says, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now that word know, that is not the word know like, I played rugby with Johnny, I know him. Actually, the word that was used there is the word ginosko. I don't have a clue if I said that right, but that's the Greek word that they use there. And we find it in a few other places in the Bible as well. It shows intimacy. It shows a relationship. We read in Genesis 4 verse 1. Adam knew his wife Eve and she conceived. That was the same word that was used. That word, ginosko. That is the same word used in that verse. So that means I know you. I'm intimate with you. I know everything about you. We share from our hearts. Now, how do we hear God's voice? I mean, this is great. I'm speaking to God, but how do I know when God is speaking to me? For me, that was a challenge. When I came into the church, you know, everybody's speaking about hearing God's voice, but I didn't have a clue how. I thought, and yeah, there is people that is fortunate enough to hear God's voice audibly with their ears, where they have a vision and God speaks to them. But mostly it's that inside, you know, when you pray, when you ask God, and you just know, suddenly there's just, okay, this is what I must do. And for me, I struggled with that, as I mentioned. For me, it meant I went to intercession, because there I'm in the midst of other people that are praying, that knows God's voice. So I would stand there and I would pray, and I would think, okay, this is God, but I'm not sure. This might be my own ideas, and no, I'm not going to pray it. And then next to me, somebody would pray exactly that. Word for word. Let me just take a sip of water. And they would pray word for word what I wanted to pray. I mean, if God has spoken to me, and He often speaks to me with fire or with floods, that's why I went to the army, I like a good war. But that person would pray exactly that. And that is how I learned how to hear God's voice, how to discern when it's my own thoughts and when it's God speaking to me and through me. Also, a good place is in the small groups, just to pray together, and that is where you will learn, and you can ask the guys around you, is this accurate? What do you feel? You can hear the guy next to you praying. And this is how I learned how to hear God's voice. Now, I have some steps to having a good relationship with God this morning. And step one is talk to God. I mean, you can't have a relationship. I wake up next to my wife in the morning and say, yes, honey, you're the most beautiful. I love you. I care for you. You're the best wife. Please help me today with this, this, and this. If you have anything to say, please tell me. But before we seek an answer, I walk away. You know? And that is also, it doesn't mean we have a good relationship, me and God. If I just come to God and say, God, I want this, I need this, I acknowledge you are great, God, and then I walk away. God wants to have intimacy. God wants to speak to us, and we must speak to Him. So that's my definition, loose definition of a good relationship. Also, God is not a rigid God. I mean, there's certain rules, but it's for our benefits. When you have sinned, when you are excited, when you're happy, God wants you to go to Him. God is the perfect Father. And if we come out of good homes with good fathers, you would know when you're a little child, when you're excited, you run to your dad. And you say, Dad, Dad, I'm so excited about this and this and this. And that is what God wants from us as well. When we're hurt, you go to your dad and you give him a hug and you just cry. And you just say, yes, 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 and comfort you. But that's my image that I have and that I want to talk about this morning of God. I mean, go to God, be excited, He's excited. That is a great relationship. Also, if you have sin, I did this in the past. I would sin and I did it again. Go to God, God, I'm so sorry, I did this, I repent of this, please forgive me. And for the next half an hour, I would battle with my thoughts and how bad I feel and just share it to God. And every time I sinned, that would happen. And then somebody, I would say it's Philip Bosshoff, but I'm not sure, so don't quote me on this. In Pretoria, I preached a sermon and they just explained it to me. And that's the way I see God now. When you go to God, God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. God wants to use you. God is a good God. And when you go to Him and you repent, God is just like, yes, come, repent. Okay, it's over with. This is what I have for you. This is what I want. This is where I want you to go. This is what I want to give you. And often we keep ourselves from experiencing that grace, that mercy from God, from a loving God, a loving Father, just because we decide we want to feel bad now for half an hour. So I just want to encourage you this morning, don't make yourself negative. Don't allow the devil just to come and steal from you. Come to God anytime, anywhere, and speak to Him. Just share everything you are with God. As I said, God is our Father. When Jesus taught His disciples to pray, He said, "Our Father that art in heaven." And now we're going to look at step two. And this is basically more important than step one. There are no more steps. You can't have steps in a relationship. Okay. As I said now, God wants us to talk with Him, to share everything. You can't have, okay, I must first read my Bible, then I must do this, then I must do this, then I can talk to God. Just imagine you're being in a plane crash. And the plane crashes, or the plane is going down. The captain says, listen, crash landing in the ocean. He won't say we're going to die, but it doesn't look good. What are you going to do then? Are you going to say, God, please help me? Or are you first going, oh no, I have this set of rules or this way in coming to God. So I must first go and look for my Bible in my luggage and then start praying. By that time, you'll be dead. Okay. So yeah, basically, don't be religious. And when I mean, what I'm talking about when I say religious is have a set plan to have a relationship with God. Have a set way, boxing God in saying, this is how God works. Because God is almighty. And God can speak to people through donkeys. He will speak to people through rocks, through trees, whatever is necessary for His kingdom to come. So don't make it a rule, this is the way we do it. If you're doing it that way, if you're talking to God in that way, that it won't work for you. Okay. Also, what I've done in the past, I went through foundations, and I facilitated foundations and Bible school and all of that. And when people came to me, I would just send them towards that. Because God, if God brought you to this church, Bible school and foundations is part of the church. And Christoph enjoys this for some reason. Then God has brought you here for this, for that reason as well. Because it will bless your life. It will impact your life. But the thing I did wrong is I just sent people there. Go, that will help you. That will bless you. And I didn't love the people. I didn't care for them. And that's the second part that I want to speak about this morning. And that's our relationship with each other. If we look at the first two commandments, when Moses went up the mountain and received the 10 commandments from God, God says, I'm not going to read it from scripture now, but basically the first commandment is love God with everything you have. But then what is amazing to me is the second commandment. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. And God says that is equally important as the first one. Huh? Have you ever thought about that? If I were God, I would not put anything equal to I'm the most important. But God says, who knows everything, is almighty, all powerful, that second commandment is just as important as the first. And what is important to realize is you can't fulfill the second commandment if you can't fulfill the first commandment. There's no way you can love people the way God wants you to love people without your relationship with God being in place. I mean, you can, and we're going to read it at the end of the sermon this morning. You can give everything to the poor. You can care for them. You can feel for them. But that's the way you love them. God wants us to love people the way He loves. people. And the only way we can know how that is by spending time with God. Okay, so also, we have the two steps. Step one, I changed a bit, it's not on the slides, but it's basically talk to people. But I actually want to say love other people. Care for them. I mean, the one example I can use, I was a small group facilitator, and there were one guy in my cell, and good small group facilitator I was, after every cell, at the end of the cell, we would pray for each other. And every time I would ask him, he's a bit shy, but teruggetrokke. What is that in English? Okay, teruggetrokke. And when we ask for prayers, like, no, there's not really anything. But we, as a group, he was smoking. So I would say, no, we're going to pray, we stand in faith with you to stop smoking. And there's nothing wrong with that. The only problem was, I saw that there was something wrong, and I decided it would be a good idea to pray for it. Now, still, there's nothing wrong with that. But the only problem is, God only showed me recently that there were some serious things or stuff that God wanted to deal with Him in my small group. But I never asked God, what can we pray for? What do you want to sort out? The smoking is a small thing. It doesn't even matter at that stage. But I focused on that. And I just want to encourage you this morning, hear from God before you tell people to stop doing this, do that, to convict people. Yes, the Holy Spirit convicts people, and sometimes He will use us as people. But don't convict somebody if God does not tell you to do so. Because God loves that person and may have placed you there to have an impact, to speak God's word into his life. So don't miss that. Okay, then also, I want to deal with a bit of my testimony. I think Hercules will know it quite well. A few weeks ago, God just basically, me and my wife, it's like we ran into a wall suddenly one Friday morning. And God just stopped our worlds for us. And He said, we are religious. We're doing stuff for the wrong reason. What we do, we're busy in church. We help people. We speak to people. We pray for people. We do everything that is necessary, but the first thing is not in place. What it's all about is not in place, and that's loving God's people. And we have to repent of it, and God is still busy showing us where in our lives are our thought patterns and our habits wrong, where we still think the way we did, where we're not supposed to, and God is changing our lives, and it's amazing. It is so blessed being in a place that you know God is working with you. God is busy changing your life and preparing you for His purposes. So this morning, I just want to encourage you. If you are like that, don't go out here this morning if you haven't spoken to God. If you haven't came to God and said, God, I don't know how to do this, please show me. I'm going to hit this water again. Let me just stand back. Okay. And just to end off, this morning is quite quick. I just want to read 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 to 3. Though I speak with the tongues of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. I mean, that is so amazing. Everything we do, everything we are, the reason why we're on this earth is to love God's people. Firstly, to love God, and then to love His people. So this morning, let's just ask God, God, how can I do this? What must I do? If I have a little pattern, if I have my way of doing it, if I have the church's way, because that's what I was taught, just come and show me what's your way, what's your will. Okay. Then, before we leave here this morning, there's specific people I want to speak to this morning. I spoke about having a relationship now with God. And if you don't have a relationship with God, specifically, if you have never come to a place where you have accepted Jesus Christ, your Savior, God loved you so much that He gave His only Son for us, for you and me, to die on the cross. In that age, it was the most horrible death that you could have had, crucifixion. And God knew what will happen beforehand. And He still sent His Son to go through that for your sake, for our sake, although we don't even know Him at that, or knew Him at that stage. God loves you so much this morning. And I want to extend the invitation to you this morning. You are here for a reason this morning. God has an appointment, a meeting with you this morning. God calls you this morning. He wants to give you eternal life. He wants to give you the opportunity to have a relationship with Him, the Almighty God. And how do you know if you have accepted Jesus Christ, your Savior? Well, you have to say it. You have to say, Jesus, You have died for me while I'm a sinner. Please come and save me. I give You my life. And like Philip says in Pretoria, you will know when you are saved. It's the same as walking onto a highway and a big man truck comes at 120 k's per hour. If for some reason you can speak afterwards and I ask you, did that truck hit you? You will know if that truck hit you. You will know if you have given your life to God. You will know if Jesus is ruling and reigning in your life. So this morning, I just want us to close our eyes, please, and pray. And I want you, if this is you, if you have never made a commitment to God, please close your eyes. If you have never made that commitment, just come before God. It's not about the people this morning. Just come before God and lift up your hand as a symbol to God and say, God, I give You my life this morning. Just raise your hand. You will know that God is talking to you this morning. You will feel it inside. Your heart will probably be racing. That is God calling you. Don't walk out of here this morning without coming to God. Are there anybody like that? Okay. Thank you for that hand. Are there anybody else? Thank you. You can lower your hand. God loves you so much, He don't want you to live one more day without Him. He is our source of life. He is everything. He's going to give you a new life starting today. Don't miss your opportunity. Don't think you're going to do it at home. God gives you opportunity now, and the devil is going to start a mess with your mind as soon as you go out of here to make you doubt. God, if God is calling you now, raise your hand. Thank you. I see that hands. You can lower your hand. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you. Amen. Everybody's eyes still closed. Thank you. You can lower your hand. Okay, this morning, it's not about people. It's not about a person sitting next to you. You just raise your hand for God Almighty. I want you to step forward, and as the rest are standing, and we're just going to pray with you. Okay, everybody stand, please. Just come forward. This is not about people. This is about God. Thank you. Just stand here. Thanks. Just make space. How's that? Are there anybody else, if you've risen your hand or haven't, that wants to come forward now? God, we thank you that you are God. God, in this morning, God, I acknowledge, God, and I'm a sinner, God. And God, I thank you that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for me on the cross. Just pray with me. And God, this morning, God, I choose to accept Jesus Christ, my Savior. Jesus, come and rule and reign in my life. God, thank you for my new life. Thank you for the relationship that I'm going to have with you. Amen. We're just going to ask Paul, there's some facilitators that are just going to pray with you, just going to talk with you. If you have any questions, if you need any prayer, they have been trained. They will speak with you. Okay. Thank you for being obedient.